Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. President Biden has said that ISIS will find no safe harbour in the United States following the car attack in New Orleans by an ISIS supporter that killed 14 people. Bourbon Street, where the killings took place, has now reopened. Mr. Biden said the people of New Orleans were staying strong.
People of New Orleans are sending an unmistakable message. They will not let this attack or the attackers with this deluded ideology overcome us. We're going to continue to relentlessly pursue ISIS and other terrorist organizations where they are, and they'll find no safe harbor here.
The FBI says that the 42-year-old Army veteran had acted alone. A remote detonator was found in his vehicle, but the two improvised bombs he had planted did not explode. The FBI also said it had been unable to establish a definitive link between the New Orleans attack and a Tesla Cybertruck that exploded outside a Trump hotel in Las Vegas. The driver was killed in the explosion. The Las Vegas sheriff, Kevin McMahill, said that while still awaiting DNA confirmation, evidence indicated the driver was a Special Forces soldier from Colorado, Matthew Liversberger. Investigators in South Korea are trying to arrest President Yoon Suk-yeol over his attempt to impose martial law last month. His security team has been blocking their access to the president's official residence. Mr. Yoon has been charged with insurrection and abuse of office. Jean McKenzie is in Seoul.
He was impeached by Parliament 3 weeks ago, but he was only suspended from his duties. He is still technically the country's president. And so that means that he is being guarded by the presidential security team. And so we could see a standoff today between the president's security team and the investigating officers who are trying to arrest him. They may try to block his arrest. And as I said, you then have the protesters who have surrounded the residence from every direction. They are incredibly angry. They are here to support President Yoon.
The Venezuelan government has offered a reward of $100,000 for information leading to the arrest of the exiled opposition presidential candidate Edmundo González. He fled the country in September and was granted asylum in Spain after being accused of conspiracy. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Mr. González had vowed to return to Caracas before President Nicolás Maduro's inauguration next week. The opposition says it has evidence that its candidate won July's presidential election by a wide margin. Mr. Maduro was declared winner by a government-controlled electoral commission, but the official results have been rejected by the US and many countries in the region amid allegations of fraud. The announcement of a reward for the arrest of Mr. González sends a clear message to the opposition.
BBC News. A group of more than 1,500 migrants, mostly from Honduras, has departed from southern Mexico towards the United States border. Thousands of people of other nationalities are expected to join them as they travel north. Organisers say they're hoping to reach the US border before the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump on January the 12th. Luis García Villagrán is an activist from the Center for Human Dignification.
We consider that after these massive deportations, there has to be an agreement between the Mexican government and the US government to establish humanitarian policies in favor of all these people, because we are not criminals. The only thing we are asking for is an opportunity to live, because we are victims of forced migration.
Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico says he will ask his cabinet to consider reducing the support his country offers to Ukrainian refugees living there. The latest threats follow Kyiv's decision to stop the transit of Russian gas westwards to countries like Slovakia, Hungary and Austria. The former British Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg is stepping down from his role as Chief Global Affairs Officer of Meta, the company that owns Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp. He's being replaced by Joel Kaplan, a prominent Republican. The change at the top of Meta's policy and communications team comes weeks ahead of the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump, who has had a fractious relationship with the Meta co-founder Mark Zuckerberg. Wayne Osmond, a key member of the famous Osmond Family singing group, has died at the age of 73. Wayne Osmond arranged the group's harmonies, played lead guitar and sang alongside his siblings. The Osmonds sold millions of records with hits like Crazy Horses, One Bad Apple and Love Me for a Reason, reaching their peak in the early 70s. That's the latest BBC News.